Afternoon, this is the Chorus Call operator speaking, and welcome to the presentation of the 2009 Hera Group results. I'd like to remind you that all participants are in listening-only mode. After the initial presentation, you will have the opportunity to ask questions. To receive assistance from an operator during the conference call, press star followed by zero. And now, I will give the floor to Tommaso Tommasi di Vignano, chairman of Hera. You have the floor, sir. Good afternoon. We are here to discuss the figures that pertain to 2009, which is a complex year indeed for everybody, and to illustrate the results of our group, which, as far as we're concerned, did well throughout the crisis period that we are examining. Why did it do well? Because besides the results per se, I think it is obvious to notice the goals we achieved in terms of growth in our operational results. And secondly, I would like to underline how these results also came about significantly from the liberalized sectors in an attitude towards development. Sales have grown 38% in electricity, and in gas, the growth is equal to 12% in trading and sales activities. We also have a good grasp on our clients because the clients in the energy sector grew by 50,000 units during the year. Even in the waste management sector, for special waste, the final results actually show the good results obtained, even though in the first months we had truly felt the crisis with a minus 13%, whereas at year-end for this activity, we reduced compared to the previous year only by 7%. Obviously, we also had a great amount of satisfaction on regulated businesses, and more specifically, as far as the distribution of electricity is concerned, we had 10.3%, and in gas, 17.6%, which are due to significant tariff increases, and in sectors which also had a more positive climate, or a more positive temperature from a meteorological point of view compared to the previous year. In the water sector, the tariff growth was equal to 3.1%, and in waste, it was equal to 2.7%, according to what was agreed upon with the authorities in the individual sectors. Overall, we have to also remind you how in 2009 we worked substantially for the first time after the first 7 years of the group's activities on the organizational front, with a strong intervention which modified the company structure on the territory, and therefore which went beyond the LOCs, the local operating companies, at the end of 2009. And in July, as you will certainly remember, we had created the Erambiente company so as to be able to deal with the possible future developments in the sector through the activities to conduct in the waste management plants. With the last 500 million euro bond, we also moved our debt from a 5-year to a 7-year period, and as far as investments are concerned, we have to highlight two aspects. On one hand, we have the large plans which are being finalized on the territory we refer to. We simply have to finalize the waste-to-energy plant in Rimini, which is being completed, and it should be fully operational by the end of July. We are also completing the Ortona plant, where we are present with a foreign partner, which will also be completed during 2010. overall, the fact that we have just about completed our efforts on the large plans that we had begun at the in the initial years of the group's activities already highlights how we are having returns on our investments. In 2008, the operational investments were equal to 419 million, 2009 with 391 million, and as our forecast, in 2010, we will be around 330 million euro. And finally, concerning the attention, the focus on possible external growth opportunities, we should remind you of two significant events which took place during the year. The first was the acquisition of the gas and district heating networks in three provinces, which took place in the fall. Also, vis-a-vis the tenders, which are looming ahead as far as the gas distribution sector is concerned. And the second novelty of the year is represented by the acquisition of 25% of the IMAG stakes, a multi-utility company in our territory. And hopefully we will be able to continue in the acquisition of further stakes of the company. As far as figures are concerned, we have to highlight a few significant aspects that I'd like to remind you of. As far as revenues are concerned, we had a plus 13%, which was substantially due to a strong growth in the electricity sector, equal to approximately 470 million. Therefore, it is a growth due to the market's expansion and due to the increase in tariffs, which, as far as revenues are concerned, have more than compensated, have offset the effect in the of the reduction of consumption, which happened in 2009. Even in terms of EBITDA, with the contribution of the regulated businesses I referred to and the liberalized businesses, we have a growth equal to 7.4%, which represents a significant result, within which the gas sector has certainly contributed very positively with a growth equal to 31 million. In terms of amortization and allocation, we have figures equal to 37 million in amortization, which are represented by the investments made and by the amortization represented by the large waste plants which are activated in 2008 and then in 2009. Even EBIT, therefore, even though it was influenced by the amount of these amortizations, is positive and equals to a growth of 10.4 million. As far as the pre-tax profit is concerned, we have to highlight interest on debt with a value similar to the one we had last year, which is equal to 87 million approximately, within which the largest debt was equal to 7 million. And as far as IAS figures are concerned, we have a negative 13 million. And another thing which is obvious but which is painful, we have the effect of the fiscal moratoria, the one-off tax recovery, which had an impact, which is then compensated both in terms of the pre-tax profit results and in the remaining sectors of the balance sheet of the financial statement. As far as taxes are concerned, in terms of tax rate, we have seen an increase compared to our forecasts, which makes them similar to the ones paid in 2008. This is due to the impact of the fiscal moratoria and also due to the effect it had on the regional business tax. The net profit result of the group is equal to 85 million euros, which post-minorities drops to 71.1 million. Now, if we consider the millions that we were referring to previously, this gives us a net profit adjusted result of 95.3, with a slight increase compared to 2008. And finally, if we consider how we have obtained this result from an operational point of view for EBITDA, you'll notice that the classic components of our growth have all contributed to the growth itself. And as far as mergers and acquisitions are concerned, especially due to the impact of the acquisition of the gas networks I was referring to previously, you'll notice that the contribution is equal to 16 million euro. As far as IMAG is concerned, which is the second M&A operation of the year, we acquired 25% of stakes, which you can see in the financial statement only in terms of the financial investment, since IMAG itself has still not closed its financial statement, and therefore the contribution to results has not been booked. We also know that they have had a positive result in terms of their management results, and we will certainly be forwarding the information to you later on. As far as organic growth and synergies are concerned, thanks to the market expansion effects that I was referring to both in the electricity and gas sectors, and also due to a favorable climate, and due to the tariff increases I was previously mentioning, even here we have an 8.4 million euro growth in terms of EBITDA. And finally, we also had a significant contribution from the new plants, as was expected. We had the contribution of the Forlì plant for the entire year, and we also had the Modena WTE plant and the cogeneration plant in Imola, which contributed in the final months of the year. As far as the EBIT contribution per business is concerned, I'd like to highlight the following elements. As far as the electricity sector is concerned, we are a little bit ahead vis-a-vis the growth rates that we had forecasted with our industrial plan to 2013, which, as you may remember, called for an increase or to go beyond the 10 terawatt. And we have already gone beyond the 7 terawatt per hour in the electricity sector. And this is a good indicator of our commercial aggressiveness in the sector. The second sector is the gas one, and it goes back to the tariff increase I was mentioning, with a growth of 17% in distribution tariffs. EBITDA for sales is equal to 5 million for the gas sector. Then we have a stable scenario for the water sector, and as far as the waste sector is concerned, we have to highlight the following. Within the complexity of results of the waste sector, which includes waste management and the collection of waste, the result of Air Ambiente for the year is equal to 145 million. I believe this is a good result or a good start in a difficult year. And finally, also vis-a-vis the activation of the plants I was mentioning previously, we also have to underline the fact that the contribution in terms of waste management for the WTE plants grew to 750 million tons, which allows us to decrease the pressure for the other plants that are concerned, and more specifically for the landfills, for the obvious environmental policy issues. These are the main points in our year, and I will give the floor to Mr. Venier to illustrate the business areas, and then we will move on to our conclusions. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good afternoon. As usual, I will begin with the waste business, which, as the chairman was mentioning, saw some highs and lows from the beginning of the year. We started out in a complex and difficult situation, whereas in the final part of the year, we went back to growing, especially in special waste. And even from an economic point of view, you may remember that in the third quarter, we still had a slight decrease compared to the previous year, while overall, throughout the year, we can say that we grew slightly, equal to 1 million euro. And the contribution was given to the collection of waste management on one hand, and then also El Ambiente, which is fully operational, and therefore on a full year basis had a result equal to approximately 145 million, as the chairman was mentioning a while ago. Now, what brought about this result? On one hand, obviously, the infrastructures. The chairman was saying that as far as WTE plants are concerned, we managed 750 million tons, which is equal to an increase in 18% in the operational capacity of the sector, which is equal to a reduction equal to 12% in the part which includes waste management and landfills. Now, these 750 million tons register the constant good performance of the Bologna plant, which was also seen in 2009 with 200 million tons. And we also had good results in the Ferrara plant, which went beyond the 130 million tons, Forlì with 120,000 tons, and the Modena plant, both old and new, which managed 140 million tons. Obviously, we had an increase in the production of electricity, which, as you can see, grew by 19% and is now equal to some 500 gigawatt per hour as an overall production. Going back to the activities of the collection and pre-cleaning activities, here we had an increase in 2.7% in line with our forecasts and in line with our industrial plan and with the agreement signed. We had tariff increases, which were also accompanied by a growth in volume in terms of urban waste, which now are close to 1,800 tons at the end of the year. The group managed the same amounts of waste as the, or a similar amount of waste compared to the previous year, as you can see on the graph. I already referred to urban waste, and you can see the special waste figures on the left. As you can see, quarter by quarter, we had a progressive recovery, and we finished off the year at minus 7.3%. The signals of the first 2 months of 2010 show a positive results with an increase of almost 3%. Overall, I'd also like to add that within the special waste sector, even our plants had some excellent performances. The Ravenna plant reached a record production equal to 36 million tons throughout the year. Now, for those who are listening from the very beginning, when we actually acquired the plant, it only was able to burn 29 million tons, and therefore we increased our productive capacity by almost 50%. Now let's go to the water sector results. As the chairman was saying a while ago, this sector was characterized and were operated on stability, as you can see. The operations were relatively modest in terms of the overall operations. In EBITDA, in which we had an increase, and in the managed volumes, which we had a contraction equal to minus 0.2%. Now, these are the results which, on one hand, have consider an increase in tariffs equal to 3.1%, but also has to consider a less amount of volumes, but also the effects of the sector, which were felt even in this sector. For example, the reduction in the contracts due to the fact that the construction sector slowed down its activities. We also have to remind you of the fact that the 2008 result also felt an extraordinary benefit we had with the effect of the Marche Multiservizi company equal to some 3 million euros. And therefore, the results, therefore, show that we have a an increase in 4 million euros overall. Going to the gas and electricity sector, we have a number of positive elements indeed. as in the previous sectors, I will comment on the economic results. And in this case, we have had a growth which is obvious, so going from 143.8 to 174.4 million euro. And to this result, a contribution was made by the liberalized activities, and so the chairman was saying, they increased their result by 5 million euro, reaching 58 million euro. And also the regulated activities, which contributed to this result through their 17 million euros, within which we have gas distribution and district heating activities. Going into the drivers, which allowed us to reach these economic results, and beginning with the market, you'll notice that the growth in volumes is one of the most important elements. In this case, they were due especially to the increase in volumes linked to trading activities. These are wholesale activities, which, as you can see, went from almost 300 cubic meters to over 600 cubic meters. And within this, we have the activities which are that of supplying electricity to our plants, but also 600 million cubic meters, of it, which is the overall result. As far as our clients are concerned, we had a slight growth. We now have a 1.7 million clients, including the 8,000 clients we have in Sardinia for GPL. You'll notice that we also had a positive result in terms of sales, and we also have to consider the contraction which the industrial clients had, which, as you know, on a national level went between 7 and 10%. Distribution activities. Here we had the most significant variations, and we are proud of having the most significant results in this sector, because these came about as a consequence of a well-managed interaction process vis-a-vis the authorities. As we had already mentioned in previous instances, we had had approval of the tariffs for 2009 and 2010. Here we have different and important figures as far as revenue per unit. We had an increase in 17% from 1 year to the next, as the chairman was saying. This increase is due to three basic elements. The first is the definition of the recognized RAB, which is equal to 800 million euros for the entire group, including Marche Multiservizi, with a plus 6.5% vis-a-vis 2008. Now, on the tariff growth, this variation of recognized RAB has had a 7.5 or 7.6 million result. Now, due to the redefinition of tariffs, we had a cost base reduced by 2 million euros, and then we have the effect of the neutralization of volumes, which compared to 2008 had a more significant importance compared to the RAB effect. As far as our forecasts are concerned, we will have a further progression throughout the years to come. We have had a tariff increase approved for 2010, and we will see what will happen in 2011 and 2012. We already referred to the acquisition of networks, and I'd like to underline the advances made in the district heating sector, which not only saw a growth equal to almost 13% in the distributed volumes, but also a significant result in terms of growth equal to 2.6 million, which obviously had the contribution made by the full operational the full operation of the Imola plant, which was launched at the end of September 2009, as you know. This brings me to the results in the electricity sector. In this case, as in the first quarter, we had seen a slight contraction of a result of 53 million euros, which was subdivided and 24 million in the liberalized activities and 26 million in the distribution activities. The most important sectors, which will be important in the years to come, as the chairman was saying previously, are connected to the commercial development. As far as the volume growth is concerned, ranging from 5 to 7 terawatt per hour, and as far as our client base is concerned, we can underline a significant result, since the growth was equal to some 50,000 clients, which brought our client base to a total of over 330,000 clients. The drivers are the traditional ones, which also characterized our first steps in our commercial development. In other words, our cross-selling activities for our client bases, which we have in the other services we offer, but also an effective commercial activity in terms of the offer we make in the neighboring territories. Our trading activities took place in different conditions compared to the past, as you know. The development is now equal to 15 terawatt per hour, and this is obviously favorably supported by our commercial activities because of the 7 terawatt hours represent sales. Some 60% are tied to our production or to bilateral contracts, which are on a yearly or pluri-yearly base, whereas the rest of the part came from procurement on the spot market. The 2009 results were also impacted by two more negative results, which limited the positive results. First of all, we have the change in fair value of derivatives, which is impacted by a minus 4.5 million euros, whereas as far as regulated distribution activities, vis-a-vis a growth in the tariff, as the chairman was saying previously, equal to 10%, we also had a contraction in volume, which in our territory was equal to some 6.4%. We also have to add to this the effect of the use of electronic measures, which brought about less value equal to approximately 1 million euro. Now, since these are one-off results, these didn't have an impact on our business area, which this year we believe we'll be able to show the fruits of the positive commercial activities of the past 12 months. As far as our other activities are concerned, I won't focus on these. These are only a few elements after the streamlining we conducted over the past few years. We have nonetheless consolidated the results acquired in the past years. And in the telecommunications activities, we have consolidated our presence. On page 9, we have a summary of the financial results obtained with a representation of the invested capital and our debts. As far as investment made, which have an impact on fixed assets, we have already discussed the 391 million euros of capital expenditure executed as budgeted. And we also had investments made on the waste management on the waste management sector. Whereas as far as we have the investments made, we also had 36.8 million euros, which were due to the acquisition of 25% of the stakes in IMAG. We also strengthened our gas and district heating networks, which was operated through specific bonds, through the emission of specific bonds. And as far as working capital is concerned, in this case, we had a variation equal to approximately 50 million euros. This variation was brought about by a couple of effects for the most part. Not so much by a significant variation in credit, but rather by the fact that since distribution tariffs for gas were only approved in the final days of the year, We still have a credit, which we are already recovering with our first cycle of invoices, equal to over 20 million euro. And on the other hand, we also have the circulating cash, which reflects the investments made, which, as we already mentioned, have already registered an initial contraction in the shift from 2008 to 2009. As far as financial debts are concerned, we confirmed the results which we had in September 2009 with a slight variation, which, as we had already commented, sees an increase compared to the final positioning of last year. As far as the structure of debt is concerned, we have previously mentioned the operations we made. We tried to take advantage of the opportunities deriving from the credit market, and we had made an emission of 500 million euros in yen, and we had renegotiated a previous bond. We issued a new 500 million euro bond, which we finalized in the early days of December, we feel with very favorable conditions, equal to 4.8% fixed rate. And I'll give the floor to the chairman for some final comments. Well, we think it's safe to say that our organization is solid and comfortable in terms of results, without being excessively optimistic, also vis-a-vis the economic scenario that we are currently going through, and also based on the initial results that we have seen as far as the first 2 months of 2010 are concerned. We are going along with the intervention as foreseen by our industrial plan, which you are all aware of. And within this framework, we will be going about with the organizational intervention that I mentioned in my introduction. We will be working with three municipalities that sold plants to us, and we will be completing our larger plans. Now, obviously, this process of larger plants was concluded, but this year we still have some very important results to obtain. The first is the completion of the Rimini plant, which I was mentioning previously, but also the Ortona plant, as well as a significant initiative in the biomass field, which will be brought about in the year 2010. As far as the effects of tariffs are concerned, now, besides the gas distribution tariff, and besides the benefits we had in 2009, these will also make a significant contribution for this year. And finally, without going back to the concept of the fiscal moratoria, which is always painful, and we hope to never hear about this again in the future, we turn to our board of directors with a proposal that the board of directors agreed upon, which foresees a dividend of 8 euro cents this year, which derives from an assessment made in the following way. Now, which means that before the moratoria, we had 149 million euros in revenues, which will be reintegrated with the partial reuse of SOTs, which took place at the end of the year, equal to 57 million euro, 39 million of which will integrate the dividend effect. It is a dividend that has a dividend yield equal to 4.6% with current rates, and it is a dividend which does not modify our plan, which, as you know, foresees at the end of 2011, with the payment of 2012, to have a significant growth in terms of our objectives. And now the floor goes to you for any questions you may have. This is the Chorus Call operator. We will now begin our Q&A session. All those wishing to ask a question can press star followed by one on their telephone. If you change your mind to exit the question queue, press star followed by 2. Whoever wishes to ask a question can press star followed by 1 now. The first question is from the Italian conference call by Francesca Pizzoli of Chevrin. Good afternoon. I have a couple of questions. The first refers to the IAS interests. I was wondering what those are about, and if this 12 million level, which is in 2009, will also be maintained at this level even in the future. Another question is one on the gas sector. If these revisions in RAB gas tariffs will also have a positive impact in the future, and if you also expect some improvements in terms of the plan targets that you had given us a while ago. I'll start from your second question. Certainly, the revision of the RAB will have positive effects. In the past, our industrial plan and in prudential terms had been drafted, keeping in mind the previous RAB situation, which, as you can also see in page 6, was equal to some 6.5% less, and this will also have an effect in the years to come, at least up until 2012, which is the period that we have for the current gas tariffs. So from here to 2012, the effects will certainly be positive. I also have to say that as far as future tenders are concerned, the fact that we have an RAB which is higher compared to Law X-170 also places us in a better condition vis-a-vis the valorization of our assets. And therefore, we will certainly be seeing positive effects, even in the short term. As far as the IAS effects are concerned, these are the direct consequences of a revisitation we had to operate vis-a-vis the rate which is used for non-cash expenses that we have in our financial statement. And in this case, we reduced the actualization rate of the future from 6.8 to 6.6%. Therefore, if we don't change our average price of capital, the price of these expenses will be fixed. Now, if the average actualization rate will grow, we will have the opposite effect. Thank you. The next question is from the Italian conference call by Stefano Gamberini of Equitas SIM. Good afternoon. First of all, I'd like to understand that how in the waste sector you were saying that volumes are growing by 3%, special waste. I'd like to know what the price or tariff effect was. I know the average price, and if this year you will also have a positive average price effect, also vis-a-vis the recyclable material. Second question, if you can be a little bit more clear on the dividend policy. The dividend is stable. You are confirming this important growth also for 2011. And if we can also have these 11 cents up to 2011, and if growth in the dividend will be linear from now on, or if we have to expect some growth in the steps, in so-called steps, in the next 2 years. And I'd also like to know what the allocations are. They're still fairly important, as I can see. I'd like to understand what the reason is behind these allocations, because if I understood correctly, the commercial credits were stable. And two last things on the gas sector, if you can tell us what the RAB figure is, also for third parties in the gas sector, and the EBITDA for the district heating sector. If you can explain a little bit more what the overall value is. As far as waste is concerned, we have recorded this growth in volumes in general terms in the sector. As far as prices are concerned, even last year we had a stabilization prices policy vis-a-vis prices, and therefore we didn't have any significant variations both in last year and in the initial months of this year. Now, these statistics refer to the months of January and February this year, since I still don't have the figures pertaining to the month of March. And 2 months are still too little to see the actual effects in terms of pricing. Now, looking at the monthly curve of 2009 vis-a-vis the previous year, in many cases, we saw some slight growths. In other cases, we had some slight decreases. As far as the average price is concerned, we were stable. The question of the dividend, I will leave to the chairman. The chairman was suggesting that perhaps on recycled products, there was a slight fluctuation, such as paper or glass or these types of assets. As for these assets, these are obviously linked to the growth or the business of the various consortia which deal with these products. Going to the question on the RAB, according to the latest tariff schemes, 600 pertain to us, 200 pertain to third parties. Within these 200, we also have those of Hera S.P.A. and Marche Multiservizi. What was the profitability for district heating? Out of the 117 million euro in 2009, some 11 million were connected to the activity of district heating. Allocations. It is true that in terms of overall credit, the level didn't shift very much compared to the previous year, because especially in the second half of the year, we conducted an intense activity of credit management, so much so that we gave up many potential procurement activities so as to be able to have a satisfactory credit level. But we also had to deal with some complex situations deriving from the overall economic situation. Just a figure. Last year, we had approximately 15 million euro on the total of our credit, which went from being a normal management credit, a commercial credit, to a so-called problematic management, either because the deadlines for payment hadn't been complied with, or because we had had situations in which an initial agreement was reached. But keep in mind that we're referring to 15 million euro on an overall credit result, which is equal to 500 million euro, and which reaches 1 billion, also including the invoices, which still have to be sent out. Allocation grew in this sense to reflect this variation on the quality of a part of the credit, but it also grew, it had a net growth equal to 4 million. The fund that we now have for the management of credits is now equal to 67 million euros, which we feel to be a fairly good figure, but it is also linked to certain specific conditions which come about and which are difficult to have full control over. Given the overall economic situation, the value was fairly controlled or contained. As far as the dividend is concerned, now in confirming that our goal is that of reaching 11 cents as a result for 2011, obviously this threshold is a goal we have in terms of little steps as you define them, but this was already implicit in the said that we in the things we said a year ago. Obviously, the first step is something that we would have liked to do this year, but since we have the fiscal moratoria, And since we didn't want to tap into our reserves, into our funds, we decided it would have been better to confirm the sum that we had decided upon in the previous year. But this doesn't eliminate anything from the previous target. Just another question on allocation. We're still above 50 million euro, and they had to be decreased because the part linked to the acquisition of the network in the gas sector. Can you explain the breakdown of these figures, and how much more can we expect in the year to come in these allocation levels? Well, within the 15 million euro allocation, we have some 26 million, which are linked to the depreciation of credit. As I was saying, a part of this went to compensate the use of the fund equal to 11 million. 15 were used for the credit depreciation fund, and therefore they also had to support our growth in the future. The second half also includes the post-mortem allocations for landfills, which were equal to some 5 million euros. We also have 11 million allocations for the impersonation fund. Obviously, this had to be reduced due to the effect of the networks. But we also have a number of water networks that we still allocate on. The restoration or reestablishment fund is not something we're concerned with because, as you can see for yourself, the investments are far greater and therefore they are higher compared to the allocation. But obviously this is an amount which is difficult to touch because, as you know, water networks cannot, the ownership of water networks can't be transferred to non-public companies. Therefore, we also have the allocation part, which is connected to the Borlia and Cesena gas networks, which are the only two left. The other part is linked to generic risks or other areas. Can we have a forecast for 2010, therefore? Well, honestly, I would not know how to answer for 2010. The restoration or reestablishment fund will be kept. The postmortem one will be kept. As far as the credit depreciation one is concerned, it depends on how the year will go. Some say that we are seeing some good recovery signals, which can be a suggestion that we will have better conditions. In the first 2 months, I saw better volumes, but as far as the credit part is concerned, companies are still suffering. It depends on how the year will evolve. If it will go in line with the recovery signals, allocation may be reduced slightly compared to the previous year. But if we will have a similar trend compared to 2009, obviously we'll be going towards a stabilization. We're working to reduce it, obviously, because 67 million for the credit depreciation fund is a significant figure indeed. But obviously, we are confront ourselves with our accountants on a daily basis, and our auditors on a daily basis. The next question is from the Italian conference call, Fabio Picardi of Banca INI. Good afternoon. I have a first question for the RAB figures. Now, the 800 million euro figure, is it something which pertains to 2009 or if it pertains to the period going to 2012? Perhaps we have to expect a raise in tariffs linked to a graduality mechanism. Therefore, I'd like to know if this figure that you gave us is the one which goes up to 2012, or we have to expect further increases in the RAB value. A second question is on the net financial situation, on the reasons for the growth we had in 2009. And I'd also like to know whether or not you could give us some guidance on 2010, what your forecast or what your expectations are for this year. And finally, also vis-a-vis 2010 and forecast for 2010, what we can foresee for EBITDA for water services, also vis-a-vis the growth in tariffs and the lower volumes as highlighted for 2009. The RAB that I illustrated is the one which represents the tariffs which are applied to 2009. I still don't know what the tariffs will be for 2012, meaning that I'm still not, I don't have a clear understanding of the dynamics which will come into being from 2010 onwards, nor can I illustrate the RAB, which, as you will know, within determining the RAB, we will also have to consider the investments we will be making in 2010, 2011, and 2011. Therefore, the figure that you see in the graph is the RAB, which pertains to 2009. As far as the water business is concerned, it is true that we had a contraction in terms of volume equal to 0.2%, a minimum reduction. The fourth quarter of the year, in the fourth quarter of the year, we had a growth compared to 2008. We had a positive variation equal to plus 1 million cubic meters. But this year, as far as tariffs are concerned, I think that we will be sticking to the tariffs and the plans that we have already decided upon. As far as volumes are concerned, I still don't have the figures for the first quarter. As you can see, they don't have any excessively important results. From this point of view, the result for the regulated sector is fairly stabilized. What may have a positive impact, we hope, is the actual links or contracts we will be having, the non-regulated part, since we all expect a growth in the construction sector, which last year, in terms of contraction, had an impact equal to 2 million euro, which we hope to recover as soon as possible between this year and the next. That's our hope. As far as the net financial statement is concerned, already in the last quarter of 2009, we had a slight containment. And this also confirms our objectives or our goals for next year and for the years to come, consistently with our industrial plan, and therefore with non-significant variations in the levels we have reached. Also vis-a-vis our investment program, as I said, in 2010, we hope to reach 330 million euros as far as operational investments are concerned, and this policy will should also continue in the years to come. If you calculate the development of the allocations of the amortization, you'll see that this is a strong and progressive trend. I'd like to further expand on my question on the RAB. It was only a question pertaining to the growth in RAB for the graduality mechanisms, not in terms of investment and amortization. What I expect is a growth in the RAB value because, as you highlighted, these graduality mechanisms don't allow us to have tariff growth in 2009. Well, given the tariff scheme which was approved in 2009, in 2010 we will have a further RAB growth. And in theory, it's something that we will also have to expect for 2011 and 2012. That's what we hope to expect. Obviously, we have to wait for the authority to approve the plan, the tariff plan. But given the declarations we heard, we could have some further 100 million euros in RAB. I'd like to remind you that if you have a question to pose, you can press star followed by one on your telephone. The next question is from the Italian conference call made by Stefano Gamberini of Equita SIM. Two further questions. The first regards Era Ambiente. In the past, we were considering selling a part of the Era Ambiente stocks. And you also said that there will be tariff increases of the 2012. You said that you will be tariff increases in all regulated areas. Can you tell us what these increases will be in gas distribution and water and in the electricity sector? And more specifically, in the water sector, the figure you gave of 3.2 is lower compared to the 4.5 that I expected. So I was wondering whether or not in the years to come you have already decided upon tariff increases with the relative authorities and what they are. And finally, as far as market activities are concerned, if you can tell us a few more things concerning gas sales, the 2010 margins, if they will be an expansion or a contraction. And the same question for the electricity sector. If you expect some improved margins for your plants compared to 2009. As far as the ambiente is concerned, I'll confirm that we are discussing things with those interested. And at the end of this semester, we should have the final definition of the deal. I'll answer your questions, beginning with the more simple one concerning the water sector. The 4.5% that you remembered was the average growth rate that we had expected to have if we also considered 2008, in other words, the previous plan. Already in the last plan we had, the average growth rate for tariffs was expected for 2009, from 2009 to 2012 to be equal to 3.5%, which you can find on page 14 of our presentation. As far as the gas tariffs are concerned, in this case, we will have an improvement, an increase equal to the one that I showed you for 2009 concerning the RAB variation, the 7 million euro I was referring to previously. As far as the electricity distribution tariffs are concerned, those will remain stable substantially, and they have a very limited effect as far as we're concerned. Gas margins. This is an interesting point because the market is changing rapidly. At the beginning of this year, we have similar conditions that we had last year, but as you know, the negotiations on gas procurement obviously goes from October 1st to September 30th of the following year. Therefore, we have visibility on the margins that we had as far as acquisition was made up to September, which was based on the contracts we signed last summer. And as far as the last quarter of the year, we'll see how the negotiations will go for procurement. So from this point of view, we will be seeing the most significant impacts on the last quarter of the year. The electricity market, obviously here we have a situation which is the one linked to production activities vis-a-vis commercial activities. As in the gas sector, having a broad client base is an advantage, it's an asset, it's a competitive advantage in terms of procurement. But on the other hand, those who have production assets are currently suffering quite a bit. as far as the balance between what we produce and what we sell is in favor of what we sell currently. Nonetheless, even our, as far as our production activities are concerned, we're suffering from the current prices in electricity. Forecasts in this sector are very complex. It will depend on how the remaining part of the year will go in terms of the market. It's a little bit more difficult for me to give you a forecast after only the first 2 months of the year. One last thing. Do you have a guidance on the 2010 EBITDA? We'll continue as we did last year. We won't be giving you information on 2010 EBITDA for the time being. The next question is from the Italian conference call by Maria Beatrice Giroso of Mediobanca. Good afternoon. I have two questions. The first dealing with the gas concessions or contracts. What your strategy is in terms of these concessions reaching their deadline, if you have any new opportunities in this specific market phase. And the second question deals with the moratoria fiscale, fiscal moratoria. If, as other competitors of yours, you will be lodging an appeal to try to receive a reimbursement for the cash out, which was made so far. As far as the fiscal moratoria is concerned, we also lodged an appeal. We are convinced that we are right. That's why we lodge an appeal, not because we have to deal with those figures, not because those figures have a significant or negative impact on the figures. If we will obtain a reimbursement, we will be more than happy to accept it. As far as the gas tenders are concerned, the situation is fairly complex. On one hand, we have taken part in the meetings together with the Ministry of the Industry, together with our federation, so as to be able to make proposals, any possible variations or consolidations vis-a-vis the good job conducted by the authority. And we feel that all medium and large operators share our position. Our concern isn't so much linked to the content, but rather it is linked to the speed with which these decrees will be drafted. The speed that we hope will be applied so as to be able to block those attempts made by individual municipalities, which, as they wait for these decrees or for these laws, will, for the time being, have old-style tenders, meaning that they try to optimize the results for the municipality rather than for users. This is our position, our overall position, our general position. As far as our territory is concerned, more specifically, and also so as to be able to be ready for the tenders, which won't all take place at the same time, even though the deadlines may be in similar periods of the year. Were the current provision to be approved, as it is currently foreseen by the authority, we would have to take part in 8 tenders, because 2 of our territorial areas would be involved in the first version given by the authority, with 2 tenders each. The others would be subdivided into provincial areas. In terms of numbers and in terms of strategy, we will struggle to defend the contracts we have. Obviously, having acquired the ownership of our networks, 80% of our territory is a good basis to start upon and to deal with this innovation. And besides ours, we also intend to observe any possible tender opportunities in the neighboring areas, also to be able to compensate or to offset not winning tenders in our area. Those are the strategies that we are planning to go along with in the gas sector. But in your opinion, the RAP value, which still has to be defined by the authority, will it be the value in case you have some kind of a reimbursement for a network which changes ownership? Well, it depends on what is written in the contract. The guiding line is the article which regulates the various contracts and tenders. There are a number of options which go back to the Royal Decree, which is based on the residual industrial value, or others which can be even the fuel charge devolution. In this case, we have a non-defined criterion in the application of the Royal Decree, which allows us to see the RAB as a potential reference. But when we refer to the residual industrial value, we feel that it should be at least equal to the RAB figure. So from that point of view, the figures expressed in the RAB are sufficiently consistent. Well, keeping in mind that you are amongst the top five in terms of gas distribution in Italy, and since the goal of the authority is that of reducing the operators from the approximately 200 we have currently to not over 20, I feel that there should be some good opportunities for growth. Well, there certainly are opportunities for growth. But as the chairman was saying, when we develop these opportunities, we should not forget that in order to be able to manage this business as best as possible, there needs to be some kind of an element of a neighboring element as far as the territory is concerned. Otherwise, it would be difficult to manage a number of companies distributed evenly throughout the national territory. We also have to deal with the financial implications in a consistent way when it comes to acquiring or to winning tenders in neighboring territories. And therefore, we will be assessing these situations and we will be assessing our capabilities. Obviously, the attention we have to pay to our PFN is something that we pay close attention to. We can't conquer the world with other people's money, so to speak. I'd like to remind you that if you wish to pose questions, you can press star followed by one on your telephone. For any further questions, you can press star followed by one on your telephone. Mr. Tomasi Vignano, the questions from the conference call are over. I'd like to thank you. I hope you enjoyed our new advertisement campaign that you can see on the screen, which I feel summarizes our multi-utility nature very well. And it also underlines the fact that we'd like to continue growing not only in terms of clients, but also in terms of services offered to each client. That's our true target in our plan. And I feel that this image represents our plan very well. Thank you very much.